Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now, guys, for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. Keep them coming. We could be reading your letter live on the air. And you never know. This one right here could be yours. You never know.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, thick thighs. Oh, my. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a problem with meeting men, and when I do meet them, they can't handle a woman like me. I'm 34 years old, I'm 5'7", with a body like Cardi B. It's all natural, but since women started getting their bodies done, I get lumped into that category when I meet men. I don't feel that I should have to explain my body type, but nowadays, men come right out and ask if my behind is real. One guy even asked if he could squeeze it to see for himself. Another guy had a discussion with me on how my thighs match my behind, so it must be real. I was so disgusted by this, but then I met a very nice and professional man, and he's obsessed with the lower half of my body and wants me to wear leggings when we go out on dates. I typically wear dresses in an attempt to camouflage my goodies, but he wants the hips, behind, and thighs on display, and he proudly shows me off to his friends when we're out. He's even got a pet name for me, and it's Thick Thighs. Sunday, he introduced me to his daddy just like that. He told his daddy my name and said he calls me Thick Thighs. Oh, my. His dad laughed and dapped him up as if he had won the lottery. I didn't know if I should be thrilled or embarrassed. For so long, my height and thickness have been an issue, but now I'm dating a guy who's in awe of how the good Lord created me. I wrote this letter to ask you if I should go forward with being intimate with him. We met 2 months ago, and the sexual tension is very strong between us. I'm hoping he can handle these thick thighs. Do you think I should ask what his intentions are for me first? Please advise. All right. You can ask him anything you want. That's first. But I got to ask you a question. What do you think his intentions are? I mean, he has been parading you around in leggings, showing you off, and in your words, obsessed with your lower body. Please show me how he's different than these other guys. The chemistry or the sexual tension should be thick if you guys are attracted to each other. That part is okay. But here's the thing. Just because guys like what they see, that's not enough reason to have sex with them. I'm sure you know that. So congratulations on your beautiful body, your thickness, all of that. But you don't need to jump in bed because of that. You know, that's a bit fast. And you, not him, should determine when and if that ever happens. So far, you've given us no facts as to why you should sleep with this man. If you just want to, you know, like if you just want to, you're feeling him, you're two consenting adults with no strings, that's one thing. But, you know, incidentally, that never works out because, you know, 9 times out of 10, the woman gets sprung in cases like this. I mean, you've only known this guy for 2 months. How does he treat you? These are the kinds of questions you should be asking. Is he a gentleman? Does he respect you? Does he ever look into your eyes, or are his eyes always on the lower part of your body, on your butt and your thighs? Besides asking you to wear leggings and calling you thick thighs, I mean, why should he get it? I'm just telling you, please, slow down. Understand that you're more than a pair of thick thighs and a big butt who looks good in leggings. I mean, you're a woman of value and worth. You should know this about yourself. You have way more to offer the right man than just her fine body. All right, Steve?
Well, I'm going to spend some time just at the top of the letter. And address something that needs to be addressed. Shirley and Steve and Shirley, I have a problem with meeting men. Mm-hmm. You ready? I have a problem with meeting men. I'm 34 years old. I'm 5'7", with a body like Cardi B. Let's discuss this.
All right.
I have a problem meeting men. Mm-hmm. I'm 34, 5'7". I got a body like Cardi B. Really? And you having trouble meeting men? Let me go over this one more time. Let me ask if I'm getting this right. Mm-hmm. 34.
Yeah.
5'7". Got a body like Cardi B. You having trouble meeting men. What are these men that you having trouble meeting? Let's stay on this section of this letter.
First section.
If you're having trouble meeting men, but you 5'7 with a body like Cardi B, we must talk about how you look. See?
All right, come on.
Because I don't know how you having trouble meeting men 5'7 with a body like Cardi B. I'm just trying to get these people home. See, this explains this whole letter. How do you look when you turn around and they realize it ain't Cardi B?
Careful.
What do they see? That's my question for you. That's where the problem could be in this old letter. When you do spin around and they go, oh, that ain't Cardi B. See, what is the reaction?
What? What was that?
You spin around and they see that it ain't Cardi B. That can't be the reaction. Because now,
hold that crazy
the rest
thought
of this letter
okay
is irrelevant.
Hold that.
That can't be it, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you got to do something else.
I love when you well, part two of Steve's crazy response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, thick thighs, oh my. We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Thick thighs, oh my, is the subject.
I ain't going to spend a lot of time on the first section because I did it last, and I think we understand. I'm just going to say one more thing about it. Here's a woman who says she has a problem meeting men. Mm-hmm. She's 34 years old. She's 5'7", got a body like Cardi B. My only response to that could be, is you may have a body like Cardi B, but when you turn around, who are they looking at now? From behind, you Cardi B, but when you turn around, you Ernie.
See, that's when you have a problem now. You Cardi B from behind, but when you turn around, now we Benny. See, you Cardi B from behind, but when you turn around, we Jesse. You see what I'm saying? That's the problem.
Yes, we see what you're saying.
That we could have. Now, let's just move on down the letter. Because I do believe this woman has a legitimate problem because she's built like a brick house, obviously. And nowadays, men ask her, is her behind real? One guy even asked me, could he squeeze it to see for himself? You know, that's disrespectful. Another guy had a discussion with me on how my thighs match my behind, so it must be real. You know, I was just so disgusted by this. Then you meet this very nice professional man. He's obsessed with the lower half of your body. Once again, we've got to pay attention to this letter. I meet a wonderful professional man, and he's obsessed with the lower half of my body. Once again, how do you look? I don't know why we can't take this in consideration. See, now you've met this nice professional man, but he obsessed with the lower half of your body. I'm just thinking something on the upper half must be throwing everybody off. I'm just saying. That's all I can come away with. I just can't come away with nothing else because you keep putting it in the letter for me. Now, I'm pretty sure you didn't mean to type your letter like this, and I'm pretty sure that I could be wrong. But based on this letter and the information I keep getting, even you only wants to talk about your lower body. You never mentioned in the letter, I'm an attractive woman all over, but my lower body gets extra attention. Your uppers don't get no attention. Ain't nobody mentioned it. You ain't mentioned it in the letter. You said you met this nice professional man and he's obsessed with the lower half of my body. He wants me to wear leggings when we go out on dates. I usually wear dresses to camouflage my goodness, but he wants the hips behind and thighs on display. The reason we want that on display is because we have to show the reason why we with you. Once again, if he don't show the waist, the hips, the thighs, and the behind, the rest of you requires an explanation. You see what I'm getting at? I just going to have to keep going back to this right now because that's what this letter says to me. Now, I'm sorry. The ladies, close your mouths and all this. I can't believe he's saying that. Shirley done gave you all the advice you needed. I'm here for the truth. The lower part of your body is what this whole letter is about because we ain't got nothing else to write about.
Goodness.
He's even giving me a pet name, Thick Thighs. Not Thick Thighs Under Mighty Fine. Ain't none of that. It's just Thick Thighs, oh my. Ain't no Thick Thighs with the pretty eyes. Ain't none of that. All this is Thick Thighs, oh my. They don't mention no other part. They don't say Thick Thighs with the pretty smile. Ain't no rhyming for your thighs. We only dealing with the lower half of your body throughout this letter. We have got to fix what's wrong up top. Now, listen, you're not going to like my response, but what type of hair is you buying? We got to buy different kind of hair. No. We got to help her because this is what's really wrong. What type of hair is you buying? We got to shop somewhere else. We got to get away from that. The store that's close to your house. You got to drive across town. You got to go somewhere and find out where they bringing their hair in for. Why your lashes don't look like everybody else's lashes?
You know what?
You can't wear the mink eyelashes. Not. You got to get regular. You got to get the one that separate. Put a little accent. You got to do something. Who do your makeup? You got to start going down to the mall and sitting there and let somebody do your makeup. You in here doing your makeup. I'm telling you, something is wrong here, and I'm just trying to help her.
Oh, gosh.
Thick thighs, oh, my. No, thick thighs and pretty eyes. You ain't heard that. Thick thighs and a beautiful smile. You know, thick thighs, you got that long, pretty hair. You know, we know they ain't got to be your hair no more, but it got to be somebody's hair. You know, try a different country. Brazil. You know, India. Stop buying local hair. Yeah, you buying local hair. Hair out of Detroit. You got to go get a foreign hair.
All right. We're
you
got to
try
on.
Something else. I'm sorry. No, we're going to move on. And when we come back, I just want to address one more thing in this letter, and I'm going to let it be over with.
All right, guys, we got to get out of here. You can post your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM and check out our Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, okay? Our Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You can hear today's letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.